Welcome to our worship of God on this annual meeting Sunday. It's good to greet you all, both those here physically and connecting in, as we've each made that adjustment to our Sunday morning schedule. Just highlight a few announcements for the week before our service of worship begins. The Tuesday community meals, we're looking for people to fill a second meal team here at St. John's. So if you are interested in that, please let me know. Remember, the January mission of the month is the Church World Service cleanup kits. Share with you that Mike Meyer is now living at Fountain Park. That's a care facility in Bryan in room 130. His son Rich told me that he has settled in there very well, and he is allowed to receive visitors. So if you want to go over there and visit Mike in Bryan, that would be a blessing. If you are part of the Seekers small group, we have postponed 1 week. And also on Thursday, we have the senior lunch beginning at 11:30 a.m. in the chapel. Senior lunch is for anybody that's over 40 or 30 or whatever, if you're free at that time. And Carol is here to share an announcement this morning.
Good morning. I'm here to mainly talk to the gift gals of our church. And if you don't know what the gift gals are, it's an organization that was started, or a club, maybe you might call it, last year for all the single ladies in our church. And it's been going quite well. We get together once a month, and we do some fun activities or just go out to eat. And so if you haven't joined us, you're more than welcome to find the information from the church. But I'm here because at our age, we have to be reminded of things. And next Sunday, on the 23rd, we are having our January meeting. And we will be meeting in the fireside room for lunch. You can bring your own lunch, a sandwich, or whatever you want to bring for lunch, or you can go out and bring something back in. We'll have pop and chips and dinner, like the plates and napkins, and we'll have that all here. So I wanted to remind all the gift gals, and you who would like to be gift gals, next Sunday, the 23rd, here at St. John's, come and join us. It's always a fun time. Thank you.
Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 7 through 9. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. Let's pray. O holy God, we stand in awe of your glory, feeling tremendously small and polluted by our sin and the sin of our society. Even so, you are able to make us clean and whole. O God, our Creator, continue to build this household of faith into what you want us to be and lead us to do as you will. Please strengthen us for the work of your kingdom. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing a couple of hymns this morning, songs of praise. Let's start with number 529 in the red hymnal, Oh How I Love Jesus.
Jesus.
And now we'll sing Mighty to Save. The words will be on the screen. The music will be coming overhead on the speakers. Mighty to Save.
Let us bow in prayer before the Lord. Gracious Lord God, almighty and everlasting Lord, Lord, we come before you in this time of worship. We come as your disciples. We come as people who you have touched, who you have called through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in our coming to you, it's a response. It's a response because you have come to us in Jesus Christ. And in your coming to us, you tell each one of us that we are of value. You tell each one of us that you have created us to be special and unique and gifted. And in your coming to us through the power and the authority of your holy word, as we read the words of Paul, Lord, you tell us that the church needs each and every one of us that you have created. So we thank you for this local church body. We thank you for the people that make up this congregation, people of faith. And even as people of faith, we are weak. There are times when our weakness causes us to sin. And Lord, we are reminded in this time of worship In your glory, in your coming to us, you displayed your love in the giving and the sending of your Son, Jesus the Christ. And as we call upon him, he takes away our weakness. As we confess and repent, he forgives our sin. And in his power, our guilt and our shame is set aside, for Jesus has recreated us. And so we are strong in his name, bold to be Christian. Lord, give us the boldness, give us the courage to be bearers of your light, of your Son Jesus in our daily lives. For we are the church. And in the church, we are here to share your kingdom, a kingdom of love and grace. Empower us in this time that we would pour out our praise of you. Lord, we pray for continual presence and blessing for Leah and for Eric and Sarah and for Emma. We continue to pray for Missy and Tony. We pray for Michael Hartman and Jen and the rest of the family. Lord, we pray for Jody and for Gretchen, for Matt. Lord, we pray your blessing upon Mike Meyer as he settles into a new room, a new living place. We thank you for that safety and that security and for his health. And Lord, we rejoice with you that Ann Grimm is here. We have been praying for her for weeks, if not months, and we thank you for the restoration of her health. And we pray that this time with her church family here in the sanctuary would be an even blessing to her. Lord, as we move from worship into a meeting and back to our homes and our places of work this day and this week, we pray that you would go before us, that your light would shine, opening up the path, a path of victory, a path of courage, a path of faithfulness, that we would honor you not only here in the sanctuary, but wherever we go. Unite us together, Lord, as we unite in the prayer of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we talk about discipleship and faithfulness this morning, here is a video clip to share with you about our lives and the many files we might have in our lives and how Jesus Christ recreates us. So, the truth of the gospel. Thank you.
Thank you.